Blog Talk Radio. Call up on the name, you are lost, you need to be able to call upon the name of your Jesus. Hallelujah. He belongs to you if you want him. Hallelujah. He's done it. He's saved it all just for you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, this is Praise Sunday, the first Sunday of December. Praise God. And we are entering in with praise unto our God. You know, I would never be late into a sanctuary because you're the church. You ought to enter in the sanctuary when praise is going on to help the others to lift up the name of Jesus. It should be a congregational choir going on. Oh, praise God. Oh, I just said, oh, hallelujah. I know I just praised him like never before today. And I was so glad to be in the midst of the service one more time. Praise God. I'd be so glad when y'all come on. And all we are all praising the God. You might not know these songs, but we are praising God together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Giving him all the glory which belongs. You know, God created us. God created us to praise him. So why don't we don't come in and praise the Lord together? He said, how good and pleasant it is to dwell together in unity. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. It's a blessing if you get into the praise with the rest of the voices and lift up your voice. Oh, it may not sound the best, but it's lifting it up together, lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is the answer for this season. You know, somebody gave me a plate, a gold plate that I have standing, and it said, Jesus is the reason for the season. Aren't you glad to be a part of it? Oh, praise God. Aren't you glad to be a part of this season? Praise God. When many have gone on, but you are still here. You are still here. Praise God. You are here to praise him. You still have breath in your body to praise him. You still have a mind, praise God, to praise him. Praise God. You ain't lost your mind in the midst of this pandemic that's going on. Praise God. Everything that's going on in this world. Praise God. Because guess what? We are in this world, but we are not a part of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what excites me as well. Praise God. I'm here, but I'm not a part of all this stuff going on. I'm just praying as I go through and praising God as I go through. Praise God. I'm excited tonight, y'all. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father God, gracious. Yes, you are. You are gracious, and you are good, God, all the time. God, we are so thankful tonight, God. Lord God, for what you have done, God. We are so thankful for what you're still doing, God. We are so thankful, God, that we can call you Abba Father tonight, God. We are so glad, God, to be here to praise you together, God, to lift up your name, God, for your name is higher than any other name. We thank you for what you're doing. You're healing, you're delivering, you're setting free, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, Lord God, for everyone that comes on tonight, God, touch them in a mighty way, God, Lord God, that they will lift up their voice toward the heaven, oh God, and praise you because you created them to, God. Yes, I can just see them, God. Lord, I can see voices and faces lifted up toward the heavens, God. Oh, Father God, all over this land, God, all over the land, someone is lifting it up, God. They're just like little chickens in a nest, God. Oh, God, lifting up their heads to you, God, saying, Lord, here I am. Lord, fill me tonight, God. Oh, God, remove any dead thing from me tonight, God. Help me, oh, God. Lord, God, it's a personal thing when it comes to you, God. And we thank you for it, God. Lord, touch tonight, God. Yes, God, we are believing that you're going to touch in every area. If someone is sick tonight, God, they're going to be healed, oh, God. If somebody, God, oh, God, Father God, need to know you tonight, God. They're going to come saying, what must I do to be saved? Lord God, if there's anyone tonight, God, oh,
oh, Father God, that have a son or daughter in trouble, God. Lord God, you're going to give them peace and comfort. God, if there's anybody tonight, God, dear God, and Father God, you're going to comfort them tonight because you are the comforter. Oh, God, we believe you for it, God. Oh, God, you are our helper, and God, you helps us. You helps us in everything that we face, in everything that we go through. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, for who you are and who you will be to us again, God. Oh, praise, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We can't thank you enough, God. Oh, God, we just thank you all the day long for what you, we thank you for the bread, oh, God. Oh, God, on our table. We thank you, oh, God, for the air that we breathe. We thank you, oh, God, Father God, for the water that we drink. Oh, God, to give us thirst. But, God, we thirst after you even and more, God. We just thirst and hunger after more, that you feed us with bread from heaven or your word, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Yes, we do, God. You just feed us physically and spiritually. Oh, you waters us spiritually and physically, God. Oh, God, Father God, touch every mother, God. Oh, God, that have a son or daughter behind prison walls, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, let her know, God, you're still there to hold. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's favorites ministry coming to your life tonight. Have you lost a son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God, I'm telling you, I don't know what you may be going through tonight, but if you are going through anything tonight, praise God, I know Jesus, hallelujah. We have called upon him in the song a little while. Jesus, I know he's here. Yes, he's right here to give you rest and thing that you're facing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he has ordained us mouthpiece for him to pray ye one for another. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love the way God has orchestrated things. Oh, he's just perfect in all his ways. And I'm going to ask, does anybody have a prayer request tonight? Praise God. If you have a prayer request tonight, press 1 on your phone and we will pray for you tonight. Praise God. This is a time that we will pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If there is anyone that has a prayer request tonight, I want to pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to agree in prayer with whoever is going to pray tonight. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Is there anybody? Praise God. We see several hands went up for prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister Jackie Keys, can you be our prayer warrior tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. You know, God just got full of station. Hallelujah. And they ready. And that's what he wants us to be, ready. Our first person is Minister Sharon. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. I would like prayer for myself. And I would like prayer for my girlfriend, Joyce, and her son, Teddy.
That was your who now? Your son?
My friend Joyce and her son, Teddy.
Okay.
And for myself.
All right. Okay, yeah. Okay, Minister Gwen.
Good evening to everyone. Just continue prayers for my family, my son, James. And I need favor. I misplaced my coronavirus, my vaccine card. And I went to get the booster, and they said I could not have the booster without verification that I had the vaccine, of course. So I need favor for either finding a card or the organization, the medical team that did it, if they could locate the information to verify that I've had my vaccine so I can get my booster. Thank you.
All right. The next person is Minister Bowman.
Good evening. Good evening.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I just need prayer for me that, you know, my back will get straight because every time I, you know, move around and it hurts and I go to the doctor, they give me Tylenol and you know, and Tylenol is not helping it. So my sister from another mama, she said, just get you some rest. Lay down and just stay still. You're moving too much. I said, okay, mm-hmm. Mother, I guess I do that. So just pray that I be okay.
Yes, we can pray for that back.
Family, that, you know, that they they'll get to come on in and know God before it get too late, because time is winding up, people dying every day, and you know, you don't know what trouble is. Amen.
Amen. All right. Is there anybody else? All right, it's in your hand, Minister Jackie Key.
Lord, just come before you tonight. Lord, we just thank you for each and every one that's on this prayer line. Continue to bless this prayer line just to grow and just continue to grow and give you all the glory, Lord, and all the prayers and requests that went forward tonight. The young lady, for requesting prayer for herself and her friend, Joyce and Kevin. Lord, just continue to bless down, just rain down, whatever their conditions are, Lord. Just continue to strengthen them and let them stay focused on you at this time, Jesus. And Evangelist Gwen, continue to pray for her family, her son, James. Just work out that situation. And, Lord, while he's in jail, just continue to just strengthen him and let him realize, you know, just come to you and just turn his life completely over to you, and he'll be made whole. And his son, Nick James. Lord, we just want to continue to bless the grandson that she's raising and continue to let him grow up to be a young man that you would have him to be. And look on Sister Gwen, if she finds favor, just go right to that card so she can get a shot, Lord. Because, you know, sometimes we got to have, we lose things, we misplace them. But just let us backtrack ourselves. And just live right there before our eyes, Lord, that you can lay hand on, reach on, and just touch it. And our own Minister Bowman on tonight, just heal her back. Lord, just continue to take away that pain, Lord. Whatever the pain is all from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, just continue to strengthen her as she go doing about your business, Lord. And our own Sister Vivian, Lord, as she bring forth the word and open up this prayer line that we can join in with her and give you all the praise and Lord. Just continue to strengthen her and her family, her children, Lord, grandchildren. Whatever her heart desires, Lord, just grant it, Lord. And we'll be so ever thankful. And each and everyone that's on this prayer line, the unspoken prayer request, Lord, continue. You know all about them. Just honor them too, Lord. And just give each and every one of us a mind to just stay focused on you and be ready. When we, our name, our day is called, Lord, let us all be ready, Lord, because we know the time is winding up, and we got to get in a hurry. Get in a hurry and do what your will say. And that's my own family, my husband, Lord, just continue to regulate his mind, because I know you as a healer. I know you can heal. And my children, Lord, just sit. I'm putting you up before them tonight. Lord, just saving the ones that saved and the unsaved ones. Lord, just continue to help get them a mind to want to do right, and live for you. And we'll be so ever grateful on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Minister Shawanda, can you give us a praise song, please? Minister Shawanda there. If not, Minister Gwen, could you give us a praise song?
Yes, ma'am.
We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord. We have come into this house to gather in his name to worship him. We have come into this house to gather in his name to worship him. We have come into this house to gather in his name to worship Christ our Lord. Worship him, Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him. Let's worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him. Let's worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him. Let's worship Christ our Lord. Worship him, Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. That is so beautiful. Thank you. To worship Christ, our Lord. And that song just comes right on in with what I want to talk about tonight. You ever thought about why you worship God or the reason you praise God? Why? What are some of the reasons? Well, we read them all the time. We read them all the time. The reasons why for praising God. You know, God is so extinct. God is so extra. He's just so magnificent, and he just want to be praised in all ways that we can praise him and lift him up. Because he said he want all the glory. All the glory belongs to him. He don't want us to take any glory to ourselves, because that's what Satan wanted. That's why he got kicked out. So we're going to look at some reasons tonight for praising God. And this is just the best time to do it, to kick off the month of December, when we are in high praise and enjoying all these festivities and everything about us and everything God has done for us this whole year, and just so much to thank God for. We're gonna praise him because he's our creator. In Psalms 104:1, it said, bless the Lord. Oh, here it starts off with, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh Lord my God, thou art very great, thou of close honor and majesty. O Lord, my God. O God, what you have done for us, O God. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. And all the glory belongs to you, God. in all of your majesty. Oh, God. You know, God just wants us to honor him in every way. And if we don't know how to go into the word and put, he got everything laid out for us. Praise, that's what I like about it. We don't have to wonder. We don't have to fret because he got everything already laid out for us. All we got to do is go there, praise God, and then just exalt him. Just humble ourselves under the Lord God Almighty and worship him. Praise God. Another one in Psalms 96:2 says, sing unto the Lord. And I played that song earlier. Sing unto the Lord God, and bless his name. Praise God. Show forth his salvation from day to day. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I praise you for saving my soul, for dying for me. You know we express ourselves. This is what God wants us to do. It is an expression unto him. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, you ought to be glad to wake up in the morning and express yourself unto the Lord. Lord, I thank you for last night rest. You woke me up this morning with my mind, Lord, stayed on you. You kept me. Your love was there. Your angels, oh God, you had instinct all about my bedside. Y'all know how we pray, how we express that. He just wants us to express him more. If you don't express yourself to the Lord, hallelujah, you haven't called up on him, praise God. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. 68:19 says, praise God, hallelujah, in Psalm 68. He said, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even God of our salvation, Selah. He loads us up daily with benefits. Whatever he has for you, he loads you up with it. He's not letting you go without nothing that he don't want you with. He loads you daily with benefits. First thing he loads you with is his word, if you partake of it. Next thing he loads you with, his praise, if you're going to praise him all day long. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. He dresses you and gets you ready for the battle. He said, go ahead because I'm going ahead of you. And anything come up against you, it shall fall. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You better praise him. You better praise him, praise God. Praise him. Oh, my God. Praise him when you don't feel like it. If you just don't even want to open your mouth, raise your hand and wave and say, Lord, I praise you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm talking about a praise that, hallelujah, that you don't ever want to get rid of. Why should I praise him? Because he loads me daily. My God. He loads you daily with benefits. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 66:20 says, praise God. Hallelujah. We just read 19. Let's go to 20. Blessed be the God which has not turned away my prayer nor his mercy. Praise God from me. See, God don't turn himself away from you and say, I don't want to hear you. He said he bows his ear. Praise God. He said, I love to hear my children praising me and calling upon me. My God. Oh, my God. Oh, y'all just don't know how this makes me feel. Praise God. He said, oh, my children are calling. Let me hear. Let me lend my ear and hear what they are saying, because I love them. Praise God. What a loving God. What a loving God. What a loving God that we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 58 says, praise God. 58 and 17 says, praise God. Wait, is that Psalms 59 and 17. I'm about to get off here because I'm telling you, I love to hear about praising my God. I love to praise my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, unto thee, oh my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and God of my mercy. He's your defense when you sing. Hallelujah. He puts up, he guards. When you begin to sing, baby, the enemy can't come in. Those are weapons. Oh, gracious, hallelujah. Praise God. You're ready to tear down everything. Oh, my God, you're going into the enemy camp when you're singing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. You tearing down the devil's kingdom, oh, with all those weapons from your mouth. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and sing. That was our first song. Open up your mouth and sing. Sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, what a blessing it is. I'm just talking about ways of praising God. Hallelujah. I just love to praise him. I know you do too. Praise God. Oh, you better open up your mouth and sing. Hallelujah. Praise God. For he is good. What you going to sing? God said, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to look over here at Psalms then. Psalms 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 9 and 1. Psalms 9 and 1 said, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works with my whole heart. Your heart ought to be rejoicing. Your heart need to be glad. Your heart need to be lifted. That's why you need to get into the sanctuary. And if you can't get into the sanctuary, play you some music. Hallelujah. And bless the Lord, for he is good. Step on over in there. When the devil is trying to stop you from getting in there, you just go past him and say, devil, you can't stop me. I'm stepping over there and get me a little praise if it ain't nobody but just me and God. Just me and God. All this month, praise God. They got so much going on. Oh, praise God for us to praise. Hallelujah. Even though they got negative stuff going on, see, we can bypass that because we got the praises of God. We got sanctuaries. We got all kind of plays going on. Praise God. There's all kind of things going on, even right in our home. We can dance before the Lord and make a melody in. I'm talking about the heart thing. Hallelujah. Let my heart rejoice in the Lord, God, my Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, praise God. I love the Psalms. Psalms, just full of praise for us, y'all. Psalms 26 and 7 says, praise God. Hallelujah. It says, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. You don't mean to tell me God haven't done any wonderful works in you? That you can't publish it from your mouth. Bless you at all times, God, what you have done, God. Lord God, you brought me out of darkness, God, into your marvelous light. You done set me free from some things, God. I could have gotten myself, bogged down last weekend. But God, look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, there is so many ways. There is. We can bless the Lord and we can praise him. Praise God. When we think we don't have anything in us, praise God. God is right there. Yes, he is. God is right there. Oh, he's letting us know what he has done for us. so that we can praise him. If you don't know nothing God has done for you, you better let me tell you so you can start thinking, praise God, because he's done so many wonderful things. So many wonderful things about Jesus. So many wonderful things about him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are so many wonderful things about him that he has done for us that we can just praise. We can just give him the glory and all the honor. Oh, praise him. Praise him. All right. Okay, let's look at another one. Psalms. Oh, praise. In the Psalms 52 and 9. Oh, praise God. No? Was, yeah, 52 and 9. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen to this praise. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. We can come before each other, and we can bless the name of Jesus, praise God, for his marvels. Oh, with the saints, and bless them with the saints. Hallelujah. You are a saint, and we are to bless the Lord together. We are to come together, praise God, hallelujah, and bless his name. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. Look at Psalm 16 and 7. Hallelujah, praise God. I love it, I love it. Praise God. 16 and 7 says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel, my rings also instruct me in the night season. Oh, look, you think God going to leave you in the night season? No. God is not going to leave you in the night season. He's going to instruct. He's there with you all the time because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's doing his perfect work in the night season. God, hallelujah. You think he's just going to let you lay there and ain't going to watch over you? He's going to give his angels, hallelujah, charge over you in the night season. Praise God. You may be singing in your sleep and don't know it. You may be praying in your sleep and don't know it. But I know, he said, when you go to sleep, he lets you rest. He lets you rest. Because you done toil all the day long. Praise God. You have been toiling all the day long. So just when you go to bed at night, you say in your prayer that you may rest in him and find that peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. Psalms 28 and 6. Oh, I know you love the songs, and I know you read them, but I just want to do some expressions tonight of what some of the reasons, and I'm not going to do them all tonight. I just want to say some of the reasons to kick off this month of December. Praise God when we are celebrating his birth. Praise God. Hallelujah. We said Psalms 28 and 6, and it reads like this. It says, blessed be the Lord because he has heard the voice of my supplication. When you call upon the Lord, when you call upon him, he hears your supplication. Tonight, we prayed for the need tonight. God heard the supplication. We didn't pray for just to be praying. We prayed that he would hear. And that he will change the circumstances because we believe God. Praise God. We believe God. If God said he'll do it, he'll do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Didn't pray for nothing. Glory, 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 glory. This is awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, Psalms 48 and 10 then. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This psalm, praise God. We just read the psalms, and because the psalms is comforting. The psalms are comforting. Praise God. So Psalms 48 and 10 says, according to thy name, O God, So is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Oh, we praise God. His hand is full of righteousness. And everything that he has is for his children. It's for us to enjoy. He's there for you. And oh, at his right hand is pleasures forevermore. It ain't just for tonight. Forevermore. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve? Hallelujah. Praise God. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we praise him because he got everything that we need that pertaineth to life and godliness in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything. We have everything when we are in Christ because he's in us and we are in him. He said, I created you to praise me. I can't stress that enough. I tell you, long time ago when I found that out years ago and it just really dawned in my heart, I just can't stop saying it. And I know we know it. He created me. Hallelujah. You might get tired of me saying it, but praise God. Hallelujah. God created me to praise him. He created you to praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He created. Praise God. Oh, my God. In all his creation, look what he done. In all his creating, look what he done. And you mean to tell me you can't praise him? Hallelujah. He didn't say how you need to be or where you need to be. He just said he created you to praise him. Hallelujah. He said, but when you come together, praise me, if you will. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's look at another one. 106:1. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That's one I quote every day. Oh, I thank God for his mercy, for he is good, and he's good all the time. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, oh, praise God. Hallelujah. When we know he is good, we can say, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name, for he is good and he's good all the time. That's God is good. He's just good. Praise God. He's good to his children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you, people ought to be praising God in December. Praise God. We don't know when to praise him, when his birth was, but you know we are celebrating in this time. Praise God. This is high praise time. This is high praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 117:1-2 says, praise God. Hallelujah. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplication. God is, again, I say, God has heard your voice. It wouldn't be here if it's not true. God's word is not a lie. God said, I have heard your voice tonight. Glory, hallelujah. I have heard you cry out unto me saying, where is my card? My vaccination card. You didn't think he heard? He heard you before tonight. He knew what you was going to ask before you. Praise God. I heard you cry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Go to verse 2 then. That was Psalms 117. Was it? 117. Oh, that was 117. 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. All the nations. He just don't want one type of people to praise him. All the nations to praise him. All ye people to praise him. Wherever you are to praise him. Wherever you can to praise me. God, verse 2. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, his truth. I just said earlier, God is not a liar. His truth is forever. Then we ought to praise him. We ought to praise him early in the morning, in the noontime, at night, whenever we get a chance, or however, all day long. You know, in these little frail bodies, I know sometimes we go along without a song on our heart, but think about how God brings it back to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you just give him all the thanks, and you just give him all the praise for what he's done and what he's doing. And then you can cry out for forgiveness and say, Lord, I didn't praise you and I didn't thank you for this. So I ask your forgiveness, Lord. And he goes right on into it because of his love, the word said, because of his love. And then you go on, and the next day you do the same thing. And you forgot to do this and say, thank you, Lord, for this. Lord, pray, you pray for this person, and you forgot to do it. And you cry out and say, Lord, forgive me, but I forgot to pray for this need. But if you brought it back to my remembrance. And God said, I know. I love you. I still love you. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 21 and 13 says, praise God. Praise God. You know, in all our little frailties, God still loves us. He knows us. Praise God. Psalms 21 and 13 says, praise God. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. You know, in all of his majesty and all of his power, all his mighty power, praise him for his power. Praise him for his mighty power. Because there is nobody got no more power than God. He has all the power. He has all the power. And he has invested some of his power in us to give us power and strength that we may serve him in all that we do. That we may serve him in all that we do. Praise God. And I just pray that this Christmas season, as we venture on into this month, will be a glorious month for you and a month of high praise in your heart. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious, his countenance towards you, and give you peace. I pray that this Christmas season will be the most wonderful one that you will ever have faced in your life. Because every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, we love him more and more. It grows and it grows. Every day gets better and better. We thank you, and be back with us next week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.